You're listening to Midlife State of Mind Podcast, hosted by Erin Beadle, a midlife gal who dishes on all the challenges and opportunities that come with this middle section of your life. Each episode, you'll find yourself going between laughter and tears as she covers all the topics you need to know about midlife.
Welcome back to Midlife State of Mind. I'm your host, Erin Beadle. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode today. So before I jump into today's episode topic, I want to apologize in advance for being snuffleupagus. I live in the South in Georgia, and the pollen season here is in full swing, and my allergies are definitely letting me know that that little yellow dust is wreaking havoc on me. So I'll try to keep my sniffing to a minimum. So today I want to talk about a concept that I first became familiar with back in college. I can't remember what class it was I took. It might have been a sociology class. And it's this idea of the maiden, the mother, and the crone. And in a lot of earth-based traditions, there are what we call the three phases of life for women. And these are usually seen as the three distinct phases that a woman goes through in her life, kind of milestones. And they aren't always age related. It's not necessarily that just because you're a young person, you're the maiden. And just because you're in your mid-30s to 40s that you're the mother. And then just because you're in your 50s, you're in the crone. They're usually more rites of passages in your own life. And so they can occur anytime. So for today's episode, I'm just speaking more in general terms of these are kind of like the three phases that you typically go through and at certain ages and stages in your life. So the maiden is the first stage, and it is the one where you have very few responsibilities. You're usually very carefree and life is wonderful, and you have all of this youthfulness and beauty and a very like supple body, and it's all about your sensuality and sexuality in a way that is very externally focused. There's always an element of playfulness with the maiden, but one of the drawbacks of being the maiden is that it can be a very naive time, and so you often learn a lot of very painful lessons during that time about relationships, about boundaries. It can be around your worth in the world and how you view yourself. But when a woman is in her maiden period, it is usually all about what is possible and what is to come. And so once we have the maiden's experience, it always stays with us. We always take it to our next phase, regardless how long we stay in the maiden phase. Typically, you could think of the maiden phase as being that time from like puberty or when our bodies go through the change to about 30, somewhere around there. Some people transition into the mother phase earlier or later, but that's about the general time frame. And then the next phase is the mother phase. And you don't have to have a child to actually be in touch with the mother energy, because you can embody that mother energy in all of your relationships, coming from that place of emotional maturity, of your capacity to care for others and yourself, being very strong and having a really protective energy often at that time. So think about a mama bear. It's usually where you are more focused oftentimes in the mother phase on others. And so that is where the challenge for being in the mother phase is that the lessons are not overextending yourself, not taking care of everyone else and not yourself, and learning how to ask for help, because that is oftentimes a very hard thing for people, is to acknowledge that they can't go it alone. And then the last phase that I'm going to spend a little bit more time on is the crone phase. And it's so funny because when I first became acquainted with this concept of the maiden, mother, and crone, I really hated that word crone. It was like the fairy tale with the old witch who was trying to steal the maiden's beauty and youth. And I just had this negative connotation around the crone. But the crone is usually after you've raised your kids or after you've been the caretaker for everyone else. You've usually stopped menstruating, so you can't hold life inside of yourself any longer. And so if you've had children, they've grown and flown. And so what happens is that brings a certain freedom that allows you to focus on things that bring you joy and fulfillment in your life. So the crone has more time alone, and so she's allowed to reflect more on her life. And then an important part of being the crone is that she has earned wisdom that she can now share with others. And often you'll find people people in the crone phase, being mentors to younger, being mentors to the maiden, being mentors to the mother. It's like, I've been there, I've done that, I have the life experience, and I can speak from experience on it rather than having someone have to go through it themselves. And so she often has a better understanding of herself and the huge impact that she's made on the world and possibly the legacy that she has that will live on when she's gone. And one of the great things about being the crone is that you usually have less concern with others' opinion of you and others' judgment of you. So the word crone can also mean crown. And so it's when you can very confidently wear your crown. It's like where you can blossom into all of your gifts and talents, your identity that you had to put on hold, or your identity that you maybe weren't aware of as the maiden and then that you had to put on hold during your mother phase. But there is a drawback to the crone phase. I mean, besides the fact that it has a negative connotation in society and cultures, especially Western cultures, where we view women past childbearing age as being useless. It's like you don't have the ability to create a child. So what purpose do you serve in society? And so because women experience either a loss of power or not recognizing their power during their maiden and their mother years, they often can have trouble when they start to transition into the crone years. And you can fall into a depression. I know for myself, I've shared before about when my youngest left for college, how I was like, what the heck am I going to do with my life? Which is what spurred this podcast for me to share my experience with other women who are going through the same thing so that they know that they are not alone. And so if you haven't made peace with your aging body, you can lose confidence in your worth, because we all know that society is focused on youth and beauty and all of the things that we begin to lose or that begins to wane in our crone years. So many women, when they enter the crone years, they'll start to fade and they won't fully step into their potential of the crone, right? It's like they won't step into their powerfulness, how they can be a powerful asset in the community and how they can be a powerful asset to their children, even in the crone years, because that's when you can start to really be able to be more of a service and you have more impact because you do have more time and you've had that experience. And so one of the things that I want to encourage you who are listening to embrace the crone years, if you will, is that you still have so much to offer the world. So you can find a way to use your experience either through mentoring, if it's in your particular field of study, maybe in a job that you were in, and maybe now you've taken a step back in your career, or you've reached a point in your career where you're able to focus your energy not on growing and climbing the ladder, but on being able to be that mentor. It could be that it gives you time to go out into your community, be a mentor, or volunteer. Lots of women, as they get into their crone years, you'll see them volunteering for nonprofits or doing things where they don't have to maybe be as focused on proving themselves. It's just important to remember and to tell yourself that as a crone, we are still vital to society. We are the grandmothers with all of the knowledge, even if we're not a real grandmother, but the grandmother type who is there to impart her wisdom and her knowledge and just her love and her time and her energy. A cute little quote that I read was that you want to always play like the maiden and you want to love like the mother and you want to think like the crone. And so I hope today's episode provoked some thoughts in you regarding the maiden, the mother, and the crone and how you are navigating that transition in your own life between the stages. Is it something that you dread? Is it something that you did with glee? I know for me, personally, I have stepped into my crone era, if you want to phrase it like Taylor Swift, where I have focused on myself, on tapping back into things that I've always wanted to do, taking art classes. I'm learning all kinds of new things that during my maiden phase, maybe it wasn't even something that I would have even thought about. During my mother phase, I didn't have the time. And so now in my crone phase, I'm doing it. You can go to my website, midlifestateofmindpodcast.com, or you can go to my social media. Medias, Midlife State of Mind podcast on Instagram and Facebook. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you are a new listener to the podcast, I would love to have you hit the follow button so that you can stay in the know whenever new episodes drop each week. And then if any episode has made an impact on you, and if you enjoy the content that I create, I would be really grateful if you would take the time to leave me a rating and a written review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to me on. And then lastly, if you are interested in learning about any additional ways that you can support the podcast, you can take a look at the show notes to see a link to some of my favorite things. All of the products listed are ones that I use and I love, and I would recommend to any of my best girlfriends. And then if you do choose to use any of the links, then the podcast does earn a small commission that just helps to offset the expenses of producing it. My podcast is a place where we can inspire each other to make positive changes and embrace all that midlife has to offer. I'll be back next week with another episode. Have a great week. Bye.
This has been an E-Squared production.